Well, putting a radio program to air is challenging at the best of times. Just ask our hardworking team of producers here at RN Breakfast. But imagine putting a program to air from inside a war zone. That's exactly what the independent Syrian station Radio Alwan manages to do every day. It was started by a university student in Idlib in 2013. And while it used to have offices in Damascus, in Aleppo, in Idlib, it's now far too dangerous to operate in most of those regions for obvious reasons. Radio Alwan has now moved its base to Istanbul in Turkey, and despite the war, it still manages to broadcast daily to the people of Syria. This morning we're joined from Istanbul by Sami Aljundi, who is a presenter and the deputy CEO of Radio Alwan. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
When Radio Alwan started broadcasting back in 2013, the war in your country was already in its third year. Why was Radio Alwan started? Why was it needed in your view?
Well, it was needed because we need to report, we need to tell the real story of what was happening in Syria. It started in the countryside of the governance of Idlib. It's in the northern part in Syria. And it was, the outlet, the regime media outlets did not tell the real story. It was just telling what's the regime agenda or what is trying to tell the people. So we're trying to tell the real story, what's happening. We're covering the peaceful demonstration that was happening in the streets. We started with only one transmitter on a pickup truck moving around the city of Seraqib. And we grown from there.
And was it a message that was anti-government, anti-regime? Was there a position that you were taking? You say that the real story wasn't being told.
Yeah, because we were talking the side of the people, because at that time the peaceful demonstration still was taking place in most of the locations in Syria. And in those places, especially after like the regime and the forces of the army, the regime's army left those places, the journalists and the media outlets from outside Syria, they were not able to go there and to cover what's happening. So it was only one story was being told, that is some terrorists are trying to sneak into the country and take control of Syria, which was not the real story. The story was about people wanted their civil rights, went to streets in peaceful demonstration after 40 years of dictatorship, started with Hafez al-Assad, the father of Bashar al-Assad, for 30 years, and he passed the ruling to his son. We're supposed to be a republic and not a kingdom. This doesn't happen in a republic and in democratic system. So this was why people went to streets. They wanted their rights. They were asking for more civil rights. And it was another story being told by the regime. So this is why we started.
So you've had to move to Istanbul. Were you effectively pushed out of the country? I mean, what were the circumstances in which you had to leave Syria?
We had to leave Syria because after the area of Idlib was out of the regime's control, after a while ISIS took control of that area. And we were also targeted by ISIS because, again, we are independent radio. We have women working with us. We're not promoting any agenda, any religious or extremist or radical agenda. So ISIS was not happy with us. The founder of the radio had to go out from Idlib, from Seraqib, because he was wanted. And started the office in Istanbul, and we started working from Istanbul. And after ISIS left Idlib, we have our office. We have an office in Seraqib, and our transmitter that we broadcast through FM waves is also in the countryside of Seraqib, so we can reach our audience in Syria.
It is so difficult to get reliable information out of Syria, in particular in recent months, out of Aleppo, for example. How do you gather information reliably, given that the narrative is so contested? There are such different versions of the real story, as you describe it.
Correct. Actually, we are depending on people. We have team of correspondents first, right across the areas out of the regime's control, like Aleppo, Idlib, the countryside of Damascus, the countryside of Homs and Hama. And also, we are in touch with activists and civil organizations that are operating in those areas, local councils, those people who are the source of our information.
Do you find it reliable getting the information from activists? I mean, just as a journalist, that's one of the things I find problematic about covering Syria. So much of the information we have, for example, about Aleppo, comes from in some way, at least through a filter of activists, people that have a position, people that are trying to spin the story one way or the other. It seems almost impossible to get at a true picture of, for example, Eastern Aleppo.
Well, yeah, that's correct. But in this, in our case, I'm not sure if it's that difficult because, first, as I said, we have a team of correspondents that we are sure of their information because they are part of our team. So we trust that they are getting us the real confirmed information. In the areas that we don't have a correspondence or that under siege, like what happened in the eastern side of Aleppo, we don't have connection with one or two activists. We have connections with a couple of activists. We know people from the civil defense, from the white helmets, known as white helmets. We have connections with people. Like we're not relying on one or two or three people. We are in a daily communication with people that they are trying to reach out to us. They are asking for our help. Like they are telling us what's happening there. Because you know, even it's small area, the eastern part of Aleppo, relatively it's a small area, but since there is no connection, since it's a war zone, so from neighborhood to neighborhood, maybe the story is different.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm speaking to Sami Al-Jundi from Radio Alwan, which broadcasts into Syria. Sami, you also broadcast comedy and drama into places like Aleppo. There's one particular drama, isn't there, that sort of tells what is quite a real story. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's called Sand Northern Nights, and we had it for two seasons now. It's a story about a lady and about a Syrian family. A lot of Syrians can relate to it because the incidents and the events of the story happened to a lot of people. A single mom with her son. Her husband was killed after the revolution started in Syria. And she's from the countryside of Damascus, which is in the northern part of Syria. And she's trying to flee the country with her son to Turkey to get to a secure place. Throughout her journey from the southern part of Syria to the northern part of Syria to get to Turkey, she passes through different locations, people, and story, and tells what's happening, sort of the same thing that you hear in the news, but in a different way, in maybe kind of less brutal or in a drama frame. When she reaches to the northern part, she loses her son, and ISIS captured her son, and then she was able to get him back, and yeah, a lot of incidents and happened in that drama.
And
people.
And Sami, you'll know from radio, working in radio yourself, we're running out of time, but very quickly, can you actually make people laugh with the comedy, people that are living in the most dire of circumstances?
Well, let me tell you, our comedy show is being written, acted, and edited from inside Syria. The people, our team in Syria, are giving us the hope. They are way stronger than us. So they make us laugh, and we make them laugh. And we were able to transmit this laugh to other people to our audience inside Syria.
Sami Al-Jundi, we appreciate your time. It's been fascinating to hear about your radio station.
Thank you very much.
Sami Al-Jundi is the deputy CEO of Radio Al-Wan. It is just after 7:45. You're listening to RN Breakfast.